Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been leading with the story, well, the whole day yesterday, and as most news places in South Africa, about a 12-year-old who gave birth and became a mother on New Year's Day, because, you know, you celebrate the New Year's babies. Well, this is a baby who gave birth to a baby, which raised a lot of questions in my mind about the age of consent. So I spoke to my producer. I said, please, please get advocate Paul Hoffman. He's a director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa, and he joins me right now. Good morning. How are you? And happy 2025.
Happy 2025 to you and to your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. So are there different ages for consent in South Africa, or is there just one age of consent?
Well, the idea in the legislation is that anybody, male or female, should check before they engage in any sexual activity with anyone that the person concerned has A, given their full consent, and full consent really isn't just submitting, it's more than that. It's a voluntary decision to get involved with sexual activity, and are over the age of 16 years. That is the cutoff in South African law. In some other countries, it's as low as 12, and in others, it's as high as 18. So if the mother of the New Year baby is 12 now, she was certainly involved in what is called statutory rape in the law. That means that because she cannot give consent to intercourse, the person with whom she was involved in the intercourse has raped her in a statutory sense, in that consent is not. Persons over 16 who want to lay charges of rape have to show that they did not consent. Persons under 16 cannot give their consent. The law does make a bit of an exception, or in practice what happens is that anybody between the age of 12 and 16, provided the age gap between the girl and the boy is 2 years or less, will not be charged, but will rather be sent for counseling, because the intercourse is voluntary, and
that's quite an assumption.
It's regarded as preferable not to criminalize children under the age of 16 who become involved in sexual activity.
But Advocate Hoffman, isn't that making quite an assumption, that if the two participants in a sexual act are between the ages of, you said, 12
and 16,
no, but it is consensual.
Not more than two years apart in age.
Right.
That is the way that the law is made to work. Sorry, what is the assumption?
I'm just saying that the assumption is that it's consensual. I'm not sure that a 14-year-old boy wouldn't be capable of rape.
It is a conundrum, because the law says that anybody under 16, male or female, cannot give proper consent to sexual intercourse. The law reserves consensual intercourse for those who are over the age of 16. But in practice, an exception is made, because Romeo and Juliet decide that they are in love and that they want to consummate their relationship.
And look how that ended, actually. It didn't end well for anyone, Paul.
Yeah, and what happens when parents get cross about this and take the children involved to the police in order that the matter can be resolved through the Criminal Justice Administration, the police take the attitude that it is preferable, rather than criminalizing anybody involved in this relationship, to send the children concerned for counseling. But the difficulty is that all too often the young people take the attitude that they are not prepared to cooperate in any criminal proceedings, because they're in love and they want to continue being in love. And that that relationship it tends to trump in the eyes of the law enforcement the 16-year cutoff, 16-year-old cutoff limit.
It's so fascinating talking to you. Yeah, it's so fascinating because when I was researching this, I saw that we actually have three different ages of consent. So there's the age of consent when you're 18. Then you become a legal adult. You can drive a car if you have a license, or you can apply for a license. You can also buy alcohol, and you can buy cigarettes. That's an age of consent of 18. The age of 16 is where you can give your consent to have sexual relations. But then I've learned of something called medical consent, and that the age of consent is 12. That, and what it says is that the age at which a person is able to consent to treatment, medical treatment in South Africa is 12, provided that they have the maturity to understand the benefits, risks, social and other implications of the treatment. Children of this age may consent to medical treatment on their own behalf and without parental supervision, meaning that a 12-year-old can have an abortion.
Or can put herself on the pill, which might be a better idea. But she's able to go and get a medical advice if she is in a sexual relationship, and these unwanted pregnancies could be avoided if that provision in the law was applied more frequently. For all too often, the pregnancy is not intentional. It's just a byproduct of the intercourse that the young people are involved in. But the look, at the end of the day, sex ought not to be an activity in which the persons under the age of 16 are involved at all. And the responsibility lies with the parents of the children concerned to bring them up in a way that brings this legal position into their consciousness. It's up to the schools, where all too often teachers are involved in sexual activity with children, but it's up to the schools to alert children to what the do's and don'ts and rights and wrongs of sexual intercourse are in this 12 to 16-year-old group. And it's up to faith-based organizations to put the information out there. The state has done its best. I'm sure that when you were doing your research, you came upon the Vuk'uzenzele website of the government. That has very useful and plain language explanations of the ins and outs of consent.
Yeah, except that only 10% of our teachers, and educators are checked on the sexual registry. Only 10%, and that's not acceptable by me. So I'm going to harp on about this until they just say, you know what, we're going to check all of them just to keep this Jewish woman quiet. Because I think that it's completely unacceptable. It really
yes,
is.
No, look, teachers are in a position of incredible power over the children that they teach, and abuse of that power in order to get sexual gratification is a really serious crime that ought not to be swept under the carpet.
Yeah.
But all too often it is, because people don't want the scandal and
But you have to make a record of it. All right. Well, let's maybe 2025 is the year that we actually take a stance towards protecting our children. Advocate Paul Hoffman, thank you very, very much. He's a director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa. And go and check them out. And let's get involved about protecting our children and letting children be children instead of having to worry about with adult problems.